Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 11th, Thankful Tuesday. Let's begin with our memory verse, which is Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And this week we are going through some of the prophetic books. Today we'll be in Joel, tomorrow Jonah, then Amos, then Hosea. It's a quick sweep through the prophets. If you do not remember what Joel is about, I would commend the Bible Project video to you on the book of Joel. We don't know when exactly the book of Joel was written, but it does quote from a lot of the other prophetic books and even from Exodus. Another unique thing about the book of Joel is that Joel doesn't say specifically what the sin of the people is. But if you've read the prophetic books, you know about Israel's rebellion, and you know about your own rebellion as well. And since Joel isn't specific, we can kind of read our own story into the book of Joel. The book of Joel helps us to make sense of tragedy in the now with a hope for the future. And so in the passage we're going to read today, Joel is reminding the people that they should repent and turn back to a compassionate and gracious God in hopes that God will restore what has been lost. He reminds us that God's love and mercy is way more powerful than his judgment, and he will reverse the devastation that has happened and restore the land and bring about divine presence among the people. In the third chapter, there are three promises or three visions of this future day of the Lord. It's a day when the Lord will have his presence among the people, a day when the invaders that are arrogant will be put down, and then a day of renewal for all creation. So it's a sort of cosmic renewal coming back to Eden. As we know it, in the new heavens and the new earth, this will happen. But we also know that one of the promises has come true in some ways, that we have the Holy Spirit with us and God's presence is with God's people. Ultimately, the book of Joel is about hope. The truth is that human sin wreaks devastation, but God wants to show mercy on his people. And one day he will make all things new. And so with that, Joel chapter 2, starting in verse 12, and we'll go through verse 14 and then over to verses 25 and 26. "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and relenting of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God." And then to verse 25. "Then I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame." Today is Thankful Tuesday, as I mentioned earlier, and I always have us pinpoint some of God's character in God's Word that helps us to be grateful. And it's right here for us in verse 13, where Joel is actually quoting from Exodus when God reveals himself to Moses. "For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil." Our gospel reading today is Matthew 21, starting in verse 23, and we'll go through verse 32. The titles in my Bible are Authority Challenged and Parable of Two Sons. When he entered the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people came to him while he was teaching and said, By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? Jesus said to them, I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John was from what source? From heaven or from men? And they began reasoning among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet. And answering Jesus, they said, We do not know. He also said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. The man came to the second and said the same thing. And he answered, I will, sir. But he didn't go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him, and you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterward, so as to believe him. And now from the Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together in Joel today. We're reminded to have a heart that truly repents, one that sees God's character and recognizes that God is a God of hope who wants us to live in union with him. And then in the Proverbs today, we learn that pride comes before the fall, as it says in another version. But pride can be hard to pinpoint. Sometimes it's obvious, right? When someone's arrogant or boasting. But the less obvious ways that we see pride is through self-sufficiency or defensiveness, comparison, or lack of listening to the wisdom of others. The chief priest and the elders in the story in Matthew today are a prime example of pride. They question Jesus' authority because they do not have a teachable spirit. And so I think in unison, these passages are calling us to self-examination, to prayer, to repentance, and to humble acceptance of the wisdom of God that is in other people. And so we lift our hearts to you, Lord. Teach us to love what you command and to desire what you promise. Help us to have a heart that truly repents. Thank you for your mercy and your love. Show us, Lord, the areas of our hearts where we are arrogant and we are not open to your correction through your word and through the wise people that you place around us. Give us discernment, Lord, on who is the authority in our lives. We lift our thankful hearts to you. First, we confess, Lord, that we are sinful, and oftentimes we take for granted the many different ways that you provide for us. We also want to lift to you, Lord, a person who has made such an impact on us, maybe just this week. Someone new in our lives. We thank you for a place, maybe a new place in our building that the Lord has provided. We thank you for a thing, something simple, something instructive, something we learned. And then, Lord, we thank you for your character. That you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and you will relent and leave a blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.